This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
First down, Prescott back. Good block from Steele over the middle. Pass is intercepted at the 35-yard line as Jalen Brooks fell down. And running around, it's Paulson Adebo, and he's running to the right now, to the 45, to the 40. Adebo right to the 30, got Prescott turned around, and Prescott and Zeke Elliott tackle him.
KNC Masterpiece back here from 105.3 The Fan, from the 214. I'm not going to change the station, but is Kevin still hoping the Cowboys lose? For the record, that is not what I said yesterday.
For your interest, he hopes they lose.
I think it would be more interesting they lost, but I think they are going to win. I want to make that very clear. Now, Corey, you've done a research project about the first 15 plays of the drive or of the game last year versus this year, if I understand correctly.
Yes. Well, and not versus this year, but I was looking for some trends.
Okay.
Because word is that the Cowboys last year, around after the Chargers game, around the bye week, the Cowboys players went to Mike McCarthy and said, hey, we would like to do things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was like, oh, yeah, you want to do it differently? And then threw the playbook at him and was like, y'all figure it out. And then Dak was like, I got this. Offense is about to be better. I have no clue how that went down.
And it was.
I've just been told that after that, it happened. Now, the Broadus has brought up multiple times, and he brought up on the Love of the Star podcast, that he's concerned about the Cowboys' first 15 because it hasn't been very productive so far. And I think we all agree that the Cowboys have not been as productive as you'd like them to be.
For sure.
Their first 15 is 5.7 yards per pass. They're after that, 6.1. So they're better after the first 15. They do have a better completion percentage in the first 15. Their runs, 4.1 yards per run, 3.4 yards per run after that. So that's where the Cowboys are right now. Now, you might ask, why does that matter? Why do the first 15 matter? And if you're new to sports, if you're new to football, we can discuss that too. Kevin, what are the reasons you think the first 15 are important?
Because that is literally where you think you should have the advantage in terms of going into the game. And plus, those are the plays that you've probably scripted and practiced most. So you would think, in theory, those would be the most polished. And by the way, if your first 15 don't work and you can't pivot quickly, the other team's probably going to eat you up.
And I completely agree with doing things for a purpose. If you script your first 15 and you're like, all right, cool, we did it, and then you go, like, everything else changes after that, and you had no plan for that, well, that's weird. But if you're a head coach that has the idea that you're going to run your first 15, and what you see, I am exploiting this matchup now. We have seen that this guy's not any good, and I know that I can make plays on him. I have three other plays that are designed to take advantage of that cornerback today. When we see this happen again, we're going to have a 35-yard play downfield. Just book it. And so that's one of that's one of the ways you want to feel out what their defense is, kind of see what they're doing, how they're adjusting to your motions. Whenever you go left, whenever you go right, and your motions, are they following? Are they staying stuck in their defense? I know with Dan Quinn's defense, they didn't like to adjust a lot to your motion. They said, we're just going to stay still. And their feeling behind that was, we're forcing you to make a decision based on what our look is. We're not getting moved out of place and letting you go, oh, I just see something. That's what the Dan Quinn philosophy was. You're trying to set up their defense for something too. That's another reason that you're scripting this first 15 so you can go, okay, I'm using this play to set up another play later in the game. Mike McDaniels, Mike Shanahan, they do this all the time. They set up things.
And so, pretty darn effectively,
yes,
we feel like,
yes.
Right?
And I remember Jimmy Johnson, we've seen this frequently throughout careers, I got to get Michael Irvin involved early. I got to get the ball to Michael Irvin because otherwise he's going to get disinterested. I got to get him and Troy in a rhythm early. So you set up a few of these plays, and like you said, you've practiced them all week.
Yep.
And these guys know, I'm going to get this ball early. Yep. It's time for me to get hot. And then you run plays that you're good at. You say, hey, I want to score. I want to score first and be ahead of everybody, and I want the other team to chase us. That's why the Cowboys took the ball last week. They wanted to score. Unfortunately, it wasn't successful.
For the record, though, like, I don't want to be Captain Hindsight here and be like, that was dumb. I supported the decision then. I still support the decision for them to take the ball first.
Okay.
I know that goes against, like, kind of conventional football wisdom. If you win the toss, I want the ball.
Okay.
For this specific team.
This team, because you don't think that this team can stop people.
And
they need to play with the
lead. Once they fall behind, yeah.
Okay. And so that's kind of like, that's what this is all kind of about. And I love the story. Bobby told, because he did this yesterday on this year, the first three games, what the Cowboys are looking like. And we kind of broke down those numbers there. They have a better completion percentage. They have more yards whenever they're not in their first 15. And they're better at running in their first 15. So that's a good thing, I think. I don't know.
Hey,
Bobby told a story, though, about the Cowboys. George Seifert walks in with his first 15, and Dave Wannstedt's evidently scripted his two. I like to ask Tony Casillas if he was here for that too, because defenses don't generally do that. Like,
yeah,
they're scripting their own. But he said, I am not giving my defense away to you. So I'm just calling 15 plays to start the game.
Yeah.
And we'll see how we'll make adjustments from there. And like I said, if you have a purpose, you can manipulate that in so many different ways. That's important. Having a reason that you're doing it is important. And so if Mike McCarthy's rolling out there and saying, I'm doing this motion, but not taking advantage of what the motion is setting up for you, then that's a real big problem. If Dak Prescott stepping up to the line, changing plays up, but he's not using it to set something up for another reason, then he's got to adjust to that a little bit. And again, I do not know what goes on in that room between those two guys.
Because aren't you kind of fascinated to know how much input and feedback there is in terms of Dak's, like, well, that doesn't make any sense if that's play 7.
Yes.
If this is going to be play 13. Like, I'm really fascinated by that aspect.
Or
now,
if Dak says, I'm more comfortable with this,
sure,
than I am with that.
Sure.
And Mike, I would prefer not to do that. And does Mike McCarthy listen? Because the best coaches do not ask their players to do things that they can't do. If they can do it, then he's like, all right, let's milk that for all it's worth. If they can't, then we got to come up with something else. All right, so Kevin, I went to look at the first 6 weeks
of last year
year to try to get a better idea, a better understanding of what they were doing. And in the pass attempts versus run attempts, in the first 6 weeks, 59 pass attempts, 31 rush attempts.
Okay.
59 for 349 yards. And then 31 for 100 yards. They did not run the ball well to start games.
I was going
to
say, can we just stop it right there? I don't know what your plan is for the rest of the games, you know, like every single one of these individual games. But if you start out running the ball at a clip of 3.2 yards per carry, I always wonder if that's going to change your philosophy. You're like, dude, we can't run the ball.
Yeah, today. No, yeah, I agree with you. Do you just go, well, it's going to be a pass day.
Yeah.
It's a Dak day today. And if you look kind of in the rest of the offense, because I did also chart that out, like how they did the rest of the game as opposed to their first 15, it does kind of mirror that when they saw something in their first 15, they continued on with it. So that second week's, though, the second week's, they go a little bit heavier pass, 63 pass attempts in the second six games.
And this is supposed intervention, I guess.
Yeah, when Dak went to him and said, hey, I would rather do it this way. So they upped the number of pass attempts, 404, 6.4 yards. That means that's better than they were before at 5.9 yards. They're more efficient running the ball, too, and they're running the ball less. So they're getting more yards, running the ball less, and more efficient at it, too. And then in the third, this is kind of weird because I did include the Green Bay game in this, too. The Green Bay game had 60 pass attempts, so like that was a little wild. But they were, in the third 6 weeks, they had 54 was the number, 439 pass yards, and then run attempts, 36. And they were, again, Buffalo is the point of demarcation in that last 6 weeks. Because when the Buffalo game happens, it all changes. Right in weeks 7 through 9, the Cowboys are consistent. 10 passes, 5 runs. And in that stretch where Dak kind of took over,
yeah,
It was 9-6, 10-5, 12-3.
Okay.
A lot of times Dak is more pro pass early in the game in his first 15 than he is run. Which, if that's true.
Which makes sense, right? Because like as the quarterback, well, that just makes sense for a lot of reasons. But also, statistically, if you were going to pass the ball every single time, you'd be better off than if you mix it up. Now, I realize how that actually would play out in the game could be problematic, but you're more apt to get more yards in a pass play than a run play. That's just the reality of football. So that breakdown kind of makes sense to me. It feels like, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, that those immediate 6 weeks after the offensive intervention is when it was the most effective, when Dak's like, what if we do it like this?
And then Buffalo hits, they're a better defense, and they don't know how to adjust. And then, Kevin, the last game against Washington and the game against Green Bay, you go back to closer in 8-6 or 8-7. Okay. And I wonder if McCarthy was like, hey, it's playoff time. I kind of want to take more control over this. I don't know. But it feels like Dak Prescott is much more comfortable in the offense whenever he gets to pass a lot more and he the running game becomes more efficient because you're passing to set up the run.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out as my opinion. Maybe you won't agree.
But again, after those first 15, the Cowboys are more successful passing the ball and do it more frequently as well.
I think if it's anything closer than 10 pass, 5 run, you have made a mistake in scheduling your first 15 plays.
Do me a favor. What is 10 pass, 5 run? What's the percentage pass there?
66.67%.
Okay, so it's 66.
So it's two-thirds.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. 44, but 66.
I think that's a mistake. If it's any closer than that, so it's 9-6 at whatever.
34.
I think that is a mistake. Okay. I think it needs to be at least 10-5. And if you want to move it over to 11-4, I would listen to that just because this team doesn't seem to be able to run the ball. I have no faith in their personnel. I know they have faith in their personnel, so maybe they see this entirely different.
One last thing before we do that. I completely read one of Bobby's notes wrong.
Okay.
But I did go to look at big plays, mm-hmm. big plays downfield in the first 15. In the first 6 weeks, 7 for 179 yards. The next 6 weeks, 13 for 303. Dak evidently had at least 2 to 3 plays that went almost 20 yards or more. The 92-yard touchdown in the Lions game was huge.
Yep.
But there were a lot more big plays, try to stretch the field and see what they got, and a lot more completions that actually made that happen. So let's see if that adjustment, if it's there, if they can find that and be better in their first 15 like Broadus is suggesting they need to be.
Will you take partial credit for that as well?
Absolutely not. Okay. I just went and looked at the past. So this is reactionary, not proactive.